Duncan Abdallah. We're in for Greeny today here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Carmen and Yurko coming up at noon right here on ESPN 1000. We're talking Bears football with you. Week 4 in the NFL. Bears and Giants. It's going to be a tough game for the Bears, even though I think they do have a chance to win, as we expect to hear from Matt Eberflus later on today around 12:15. Justin Fields will speak to the media as well up at Hallis Hall later on today. But as the Bears prepare for the Giants, we all got a chance to watch the Giants on Monday night, and there are definitely flaws in what the Giants bring to the table, which would lead a smart game plan from the Chicago Bears running the football and also an opportunistic defense. You might have a chance to steal a game in New York this weekend. And could you imagine if this team, as flawed as it is, with an offense that looks pathetic, with a quarterback that has been terrible to this point this season, if somehow the Bears could win a game on Sunday and move to 3-1 on this season, could you imagine how that could shape up for the rest of the season? Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't expect them to make the playoffs, but if you could get to 3-1, that is certainly progress a lot quicker than I think people would expect from a complete restart on the franchise. New front office, new head coach, kind of basically saying to a bunch of vets who have accomplished a lot in the National Football League, like, sayonara. Like, take it easy. Like, we'll see you later. Like, we don't need Khalil Mack. We don't need Allen Robinson. Mm-hmm. We don't need Akeem Hicks. We don't need some of the high-priced players. And we'll just go with it with some young guys and try and figure it out on the fly. And that's kind of what we've seen to this point. Not really a whole lot of good, but you're 2-1. And you face off against a Giants team that they can be beat this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming off a short week. They're banged up at wide receiver at their skill positions. They do have Saquon Barkley. Daniel Jones is the 30th-ranked quarterback in the NFL, just in front of Matt Ryan and Justin Fields. So he's not a world beater. He can run. He can, you know, make short throws, but I don't think he's going to be the one that beats you. The way that they're going to beat you is running the football with Saquon Barkley, controlling the clock, not turning the ball over, and trying to win a close game. And I think you're getting them at the right time, it being a short week and them being banged up. But I wouldn't be surprised if we come in on Monday for a Bears victory Monday with the team at 3-1 and full phone lines again of people that are saying that, well, Justin Fields didn't play well, he's not the future, but they're 3-1. Like, it's hard to go 3-1 to start the season. I picked them to win this football game from the jump. I'm still picking them to win this football game against the Giants. I think that they can go on the road, and their defense, they're 11th in DVOA. They've played really well. I think they can handle and get to Daniel Jones, and I think they can run the ball effectively. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same game plan and we're still having a doom and gloom victory Monday like we did this Monday against the Texans.
I could see that. I could also see that the Bears lose and the offense is terrible, and then we come back on Monday and we're 500, we're 2-2. And this offense needs a lot of work, and the quarterback's development is not moving forward. I could see that as equally as this is an opportunity.
Yeah.
I could see the doom and gloom next Monday with this idea that even though you're 2-2, 500, we don't see the hope from the quarterback in the offense. I think that is possible. We haven't seen anything from them to this point.
No, I just think they're a better football team. Like, all over the place. I think they're a better football team. I know that statistically Justin Fields isn't as good as Daniel Jones is right now, but I think that everywhere else on the field, they're a better team.
When we look at this game, Matt Eberflus will speak in about an hour at Hallis Hall. You'll hear from Justin Fields later on today at Hallis Hall as well. Eberflus spoke on Monday. And he talked about what Fields and the offense needs to work on throughout the week at Hallis Hall before the Giants game.
Yeah, I would just say keep on working on his footwork, you know, the footwork and then the timing, you know, the timing of it, when to get the ball out of his hands. And, you know, a lot of that is, you know, the pocket too at times. You know, we were looking at the film, so we got to make sure we have a clean pocket for him to ride the pocket up and then deliver the ball. And, again, it's never one guy. You know, it's also more about the protection, you know, make sure we show that up the best we can, and also the timing of the routes and making sure we're timing that up. So we're getting better every week. You know, we had some good explosive passes in this game, which we are excited about. We're going to build off of those and keep going forward.
A couple of nice passes. They're going to build off those passes. That's Eberflus on Monday. Abdallah, they're going to build off those passes. They're excited about it.
Pass the damn ball. They're 25th. The Giants are 25th on defense against the pass. You can throw them. But I said the exact same thing against the Texans last week, and the Bears couldn't take advantage of it. So take advantage of it this time. Try to, at least. Don't just abandon it right away. But if the game plan dictates that, and that's the change you have to make and the adjustments you make, you're still trying to win games.
312-332-3776. It's Black and Abdallah. We're in for Greeny today, talking to you here in Chicago, talking Bears football. Demetrius in Lansing, you're on ESPN 1000.
How you doing, guys?
What's up? We're good.
Not much. I just want to say I don't feel you can really judge Fields on this season because he needs adequate pass blocking and adequate wide receivers. We have a very good running line, but without the O-line blocking, the receivers can't get open. Without the receivers getting open and the O-line doesn't block, it's hard. And I really don't think the Bears should really try to win games this year, because if you win games this year, you mess up, you have a high draft pick. And we see high draft picks, you can trade down, stockpile a lot of more picks. And I feel like Eberflus is really naggy all over again. That's all I really got, guys.
Thanks for the call, Demetrius. Appreciate it.
You can't try to lose games. They're not going to do that. You're not going to tell the 53 dudes on the roster and the entire coaching staff, hey, try to win. I mean, you can. It's been proven this year that teams have done that and tried to incentivize losing, but allegedly. But you can't go out there and tell these dudes, hey, Justin, you're going to sit this year and Trevor Siemian's going to be our quarterback and we're going to try to lose games to get a high draft pick. They're going to try to win. This is a new coaching staff, new front office. They're trying to completely revamp this defense. They're trying to develop some of these skill players. They're trying to develop Justin Fields. They're not going to try to lose games. You can root for them to lose games all you want, but the best case, if you are a Bears fan, the best case scenario for you is root for Justin Fields to progress and root for wins, because that helps. Because if you're a 7-win team or a 6-win team or even an 8-win team, that means you can go out and spend that $100 million. You can go out and use all your draft picks and turn a 7-win team into a 10-win team, into an 11-win team, and become a playoff team. That's what you hope for if you're a Bears fan. You should not be rooting for losses at this point.
I disagree with Demetrius's concept of trying to get a better draft pick. That only works if you are the absolute worst team in the league and you absolutely know you're drafting a quarterback. So you have the number one pick.
Like the Texans.
And the number one guy is there on the board, the Bryce Young, the CJ Stroud, and you get to choose the Trevor Lawrence, right? Like if you're that team, that's the only time it ever works.
But again, those teams are trying to lose games, though. They just don't have the talent to win. Like that's how you just take the talent away. We see it in the NBA all the time, right? How do you tank? You just take away the talent.
Yeah, but in the NBA, you could justify landing a top three pick and completely changing your franchise.
Yeah.
In the NFL, you like legit have to be the number one pick and get that number one all-time prospect, the Peyton Manning, the Trevor Lawrence. Mm-hmm. Like even if you get a top 10 pick, it's not guaranteed. Ask the Giants how it's working out with Daniel Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like so it's not guaranteed. And so like you look at all the different teams. I know it's early. I mean, the Bears are 2-1. You know where they sit in the draft order right now? 18th. 18th. They're at the moment, if the season ended today, they would be the first team that would pick in the draft that's at the end of the draft that's not a playoff team.
Okay.
Because 19 would be a wild card spot.
Yeah.
So the Bears are at 18 right now. My point being is you're not going to be bad enough to be at the very top of the board. So you should try and develop.
Yeah.
That's the concept. Because I don't think getting to 12 or 7 or 8, like that's really going to change anything.
No.
Because in the first round of the NFL draft, you can find stellar players anywhere in the first round.
Wide receiver, offensive lineman, whatever you want. You can 1 through 32, you're finding talent.
Right.
I'd say 1 through 64, you're supposed to be finding talent there. So whether you're picking 8th or 9th or 12th or whatever you're going for, you can still find. Let's say you want a wide receiver. Like, you might not be getting Jaxon Smith-Njigba that high, but you're going to get someone that's still great at 18 or 17 or whatever.
Jeff in Naperville, you're on ESPN 1000.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Good to hear you guys in the morning. I don't usually get to listen to you in the afternoon.
Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. Our Bears fans just the most finicky ever in the NFL. You know, last year it's like, we got to run the ball more, and then you run the ball. We got to pass the ball more, and it's, oh, this guy sucks. Oh, Trubisky is great. Oh, he sucks. And now it's the same thing with Justin. The poor kid has played not even a full season in the NFL. he had a coaching staff that, regardless of what you might think about them, they didn't coach him the way he needed to be coached. So, in essence, this is a rookie season for Fields. We're three games into the season, and people are already calling for his benching. It's just completely ridiculous. The kid needs time to grow. He needs time to get things right. He needs to stop getting inside his own head. He has open receivers. I see that. He's got to be able to rip that throw. But he's thinking too much right now. There were a couple plays on Sunday where you saw Fields react the way a quarterback should react. You saw his instincts take over. That kind of, you know, he went, I think it was in the second quarter, he went to look to his left, and the guy wasn't there. He pump faked. He threw off balance to Komet because he found him over the middle. That was just instinct. That was Justin Fields playing quarterback. That's what I see, and that's what I think Justin can bring to the table once he gets out of his own head. He's thinking too much about, is he open? Is he not open? Is this my first read or my second read? Once he just starts reacting and playing football the way he does, he's going to be fine. That's my opinion.
Jeff, how old are you?
52.
Well, you know, Jeff, it's these damn millennials is what it is. It's these damn millennials that want instant gratification. That's what they want. They want to see it right now.
Don't blame us.
They saw it. I'm blaming you specifically.
No, I didn't do anything.
These damn millennials.
I didn't say to bench him.
These damn millennials, Jeff, is what it is. That's what it is. They want the instant. They want it. They want the TikToks now is what they want.
Exactly. I understand that. Hey, and I get it. Hey, Justin's not playing well. You know, he's got to get out of his own head. He's just got to let it fly.
Yeah, I hope to see it.
He's so much better as a quarterback when he just plays, you know?
Well, we hope to see it on Sunday when he faced the 25th worst team against the pass in the NFL.
I'm hoping for it, guys. I'm hoping.
Jeff.
And I don't, you know, after all of the years and years of, you know, 50-some years of infertility at the damn quarterback position,
get a little blue
chew. He's the guy. He's got the skills, so hopefully he can come through for us.
Jeff, it's always blame the millennials, right? Those damn millennials.
Damn millennials, man.
You know, damn kids, you always want everything now, now, now.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
One taco?
No, I'm serious. Hey, have you seen this?
That's not enough.
Well, there no, but this is what the people do. You know,
no, you. I know you.
There's
you,
like YouTube
you
and
the
TikTok
system.
Videos where yeah. it's like food hacks.
Yeah,
we got food hacks.
Get and a they, full burrito for $2.99.
And then they go, and so what they do is they order a taco, a soft shell taco, but then they get like 15 things added onto
yeah.
it, all individually wrapped from like Chipotle, right? Mm-hmm. And then you get a bag with all the stuff wrapped.
And then you ask for an extra tortilla. They give you the big tortilla.
And then you dump it all into one tortilla and you make your own burrito for like $4.98.
See, that I don't...
And so like in what we were talking about in the break is some of the online ordering options no longer exist because they're wise to all the TikTokers trying to get their views up and doing these little food hacks. So they removed them so you have to go in person to order like... a single taco or to order some of these food items on some of these restaurants.
You want listen, Gen Z, you know what the food hack is? You want to know what we were growing up, Charlie? You know what the food hack was
yeah,
when we were
Charlie.
Growing up, Charlie? 10 boxes of pasta for $10.
Yeah.
One thing of sauce
yeah.
to get you through the week, and that's what you lived on.
Yeah.
That's what you did. None of this ramen. That's not a hack. No. 10 boxes of macaroni for $10 from Jewel. That's a hack.
Yeah.
That's how you live.
Yeah.
Those craft dinners are pretty insane. I eat those all the time.
No, this is not. I'm talking about 10 full-size boxes of pasta for $10 from the Jewels.
Yeah.
That is a hack.
Generic brand pasta.
Yeah.
Just
No, it was like Borelli. It was good pasta.
But you could get an aristocrat over here with this Borelli.
It was 10 for $10. Aristocrat my ass, dude.
Abdallah and I were living the high
life. I was trying to survive on carbs and sauce.
We're splitting an apartment, $1,000 rent in Lakeview. We were living the high life.
That was cheap rent, too.
Yeah, my room was basically a closet.
It was.
Yeah, but it had a window the stairs. It was nice.
Whatever.
It was nice.
We lived, man.
I had AC in the summer if I opened my door. I mean, it's not like it was the end of the world.
We lived.
We got through it. It was great.
I'm not trying to game the Chipotle system.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what people do to get views up. Black and Abdallah in for Greeny today here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. I also have more news from Chipotle.
Ooh.
Did you see that Chipotle will test robotic tortilla chip maker Chippy?
No.
In California restaurants. That's right. They have created a robot to make the tortillas in the store, and they have named the robot Chippy. He will be a kitchen assistant that will be working in the restaurants and in the retailers. He is a robot. He is there to streamline the operation because it is apparently too cumbersome to have a person making the tortilla chips in a Chipotle restaurant.
Okay, first of all, you're taking jobs away from hardworking Americans. Can't be doing that. Second of all, no. What is too cumbersome about cutting up a tortilla and putting it in oil?
Are they even cutting it up?
Have you seen that TikTok going around? Have you seen that thing?
No.
It's someone goes to a restaurant, right? And the waiter comes up and says, here's 10 tortillas. And they go, I don't want that. And they go, well, here's 10 tortillas and salsa. And they go, I don't want that. And he goes, well, what about if I cut up these 10 tortillas into little triangles and fried them? Would you want that? And they go, yes, I would. That's all you're eating is a fried tortilla. That's the point they're trying to make. So
no,
it's not
that.
Hard. It's not hard. Why are we bringing it? This seems more expensive than paying hardworking Americans.
Right, hardworking Americans. And the machines are moving in, right? And to name it Chippy, that sounds cute, right? It's like one of those things where the movie starts out nice and you're like, oh, little Chippy, look at Chippy go.
Yeah.
And then Chippy turns when like the last order is made, but you know, he's almost out of chips. He's tired. The machine is tired. Who do you think he's going to take his rage out on?
Well, here's the problem, right? The people.
He's
going to
take his rage out on the poor person in the burrito line that's getting yelled at because someone wants extra meat.
He's going to take it out on the people that are trying to order one taco with all this kind of stuff. So is Chippy cutting the tortillas, or do they come pre-cut, or what's he doing? Because if we're giving him a knife, I ain't about that life. That rhymed, but I'm going to go with it. I'm not giving robots a knife.
Trying to figure that out.
Because what happens when Chippy is no longer chipper?
Okay, Chippy has the ability to make and season the tortilla chips with salt, lime, and other...
How hard is it to shake salt and squeeze a lime onto chips?
Oh, I agree. It's not difficult.
Hard-working Americans with no jobs. This is crazy.
So that's a story from Chipotle. Chippy will be in California restaurants. The robot making your food. Not okay with that. We also have other robot news. Elon Musk and Tesla announced they have a big day coming up.
Can I have a second?
Yeah, you can have the segment.
I have a second?
Yeah, go ahead. You okay?
No, I'm not okay. We're having an AI day. Elon Musk has announced AI day, artificial intelligence, basically announcing the day the robots are going to be taking over the world. Saying, hey, guess what, everybody? Now we have a day. And I've told you guys that September 30th, and I haven't told you about September 30th, that's September 30th, but now we have the day. September 30th, what? According to Elon Musk, is AI day. Mount up. Mount up, Rat Tail Revolution. If you don't know what that is, it's because we're going to have to live underground when the robots come out, like I've been telling you guys for years.
Now we've got robots that
are going to have knives making chips. Guess what? Not me. I'm done with chips from Chipotle.
So is the rumor that Elon Musk is going to debut a full robot at this event? Is that what I'm seeing online? Do they have the self-driving cars that they're gonna showcase the new and improved Teslas that from all the different TikTok videos and what you see online seem like a bunch of junk? Do you see the one that the guy's battery died and it bricked? You can't get into the car if the battery is dead?
Well, yeah, what do you mean?
You can't get into it at all.
Doesn't that happen with every car?
No, you can get into a car.
Oh, you get into the car, yeah. Well, it doesn't start. It essentially is a brick with doors.
Yeah, but like...
what's the difference?
Like, the thing, you can't actually physically get into it if the battery dies. But apparently there's going to be a Tesla bot.
Nope. You people, watch. I know that people might be hearing us for the first time. We're on a different time. We're in for Greeny from 10 to noon right now. Watch the documentary iRobot starring Will Smith. The warnings have been out there. What are we doing? There's a warning to not bring dinosaurs back in Jurassic Park, the documentary. There's a warning for us from the future, from iRobot. What are we doing here, people? Well, you know those eyes are turning red. And guess what? I think they're all turning red on September 30th.
All right.
We got 2 days. You got 2 days to prepare. Go AI buy day. All your 10 for $10 pasta.
AI day. Elon Musk. On the 30th. Watch out. Things are going to start happening.
No.
We go to Rob in Schaumburg. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rob?
What's up, guys? I don't usually get to listen to you, but you guys are freaking awesome. You're hilarious.
Thank you, Rob.
I didn't know those movies were documentaries, first of all.
The more you know, Rob.
Good to know.
The more you know.
Hey, absolutely. And then Jewel, 10 for 10? I'm 50 years old. I raised my family on 10 for 10.
Damn yeah, right, Rob. Yeah. Damn right.
Love it.
All right. Now, Jeff, your last caller, loved everything he said. I believe in Justin Fields. I believe he has the talent. Your caller before that touched on not having a line and all that. Absolutely agree. He's got to have protection to throw. That's obvious. Two, one thing that he has to do is start to trust his receivers. His receivers have to create separation, and he has to anticipate and let that ball go. When it's a 10-plus yard throw, before they make their break, their turn, whatever route it is, that ball has to be out of his hands and in the air. That's the way Rodgers does it. Many other great quarterbacks, they anticipate and they trust. And that ball is on the way before they even turn. That's first. Last, the caller said something about tanking.
Yeah.
Not, you know, for draft picks. You're talking about athletes, mm-hmm. professional athletes. You tell me one athlete that is okay with losing, and I'll tell you, get them the hell out of Chicago. I hate that premise. I know some teams do it, allegedly, as you said earlier, but I hate it. I played football. I played basketball, not professionally, and I hated losing then. So I think it's crazy that anyone should think we should tank a season in a professional sport. It's a disservice to the athletes thinking that they would do it and to the fans that pay to go see those athletes. That's all I got. Love you guys, and I'll keep listening.
Thanks for your call, Rob. We appreciate it. We'll take more of your calls coming up next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
In for Greeny today here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. We go to Paul in Portage, Indiana. Paul, you're on ESPN 1000.
Paul.
Well, I was at a White Castle in Maryville for lunch yesterday, and about three customers and I stared over in the kitchen, and there's a robot doing the fries.
What? No.
Paul, that is a job from a hardworking American teen right there.
I know it.
No.
How are we supposed to get these lazy Gen Zers off their butts and into jobs if they're taking away jobs from hardworking Americans?
I could have sworn they were doing the burger, too, but I wasn't sure. But for sure the fries.
Ugh.
How was it? Was it good?
Were the fries good, though?
Yeah, the fries were good.
All right. Pretty good. Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the phone call.
That's ridiculous. Appreciate it.
Danny in Evergreen Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Danny?
Hey, guys. Nothing really on the machines taking over.
That's okay.
But you guys were mentioning about like the struggle deals and stuff.
Sure.
Do you guys remember two quick things? One, McDonald's used to have like a 29-cent hamburger, 39-cent cheeseburger on Tuesdays.
Oh, Danny, not only do I remember it, I would buy like 12 of them and freeze them and then unthaw them. And Chris remembers this.
Yeah.
I would unthaw them and then eat them for like a week.
You'd have a little burger time.
Because you could walk in with a 10 and be like, give me all the burgers I can get for this amount of money, please.
that's next level struggle. But the second thing too, we used to get those stuff in the mail, like the little coupon books and stuff. And there was one in there for Burger King breakfast, like the Chris sandwiches.
Sure.
And it used to be like 10 Chris sandwiches for $10.
Dude.
And if you looked on the coupon, it said limit two. You can get 20 Chris sandwiches for $20. If you try to get 20 Chris sandwiches today, it's like half your mortgage.
Yeah, that's living the life, right?
Man.
That's awesome.
I just thought it was hilarious, man. I used to think, you know, back in the day, everything was a lot bigger. I'm one of those conspiracy theorists.
Oh, everything is small. It's so much smaller now, dude. Everything. There's more air in the bag and chips. There's everything. Everything is smaller.
Yeah, a large bag of chips. Yeah, there's four chips in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really paying for the air. It's just like a side of chips.
Yeah, it's kind of like what we do.
Yeah.
We're selling air.
We're selling air right now. We're selling air. Someone in Twitch chat, let me see. Iceman in the Twitch chat says, remember when Burger King had dollar Whoppers or dollar McChicken? I remember dollar McChicken or Whopper. Again, walk in there with a $10 bill. Give me 10 Whoppers, please. And then you'd freeze them and then thaw them out. And then you'd be good to go for 10 days worth of food.
I always remember back in the day in high school going to T-Bell, Taco Bell, and getting like 30 hard shell tacos.
Because they were so much cheaper.
Yeah, right. Like, and it was like, here, $12.
They had 39-cent tacos or something like that. Like, a hard shell taco was nothing.
Yeah, now you go and get three, and it's like $15.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Brian in Kenosha listening on the ESPN Chicago app. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. I got a couple thoughts for you. First of all, how about harkening back to Arby's 5 for $5 roast beef and cheddars?
Ooh.
That has been gone for a long time. I mean, that was the thing back in the day.
Mm-hmm. That's clutch.
But my other thing for you, though, is this whole conversation about robots and stuff, this is going to get a little deeper, but I've been saying for a while now, we are heading towards universal basic income, because if you think it's just, you know, funny now that things, you know, robots are making fries, where do you think we're going to be 20, 30 years from now with technology that grows exponentially? We are going to not have any jobs in like the next 30 years.
Listen, Brian, thank you for the phone call.
Why do you think I'm trying to stop this now, Brian? Why do you think that Bleck and Abdallah have been on the forefront of anti-robot technology? Anti-robot technology, put the jobs back into hardworking Americans' hands. That's what we need, because guess what? 20 years from now, Arch Manning is the Bears franchise quarterback. You're tuning in at 10 a.m. to ESPN 1000, and you've got C3P57 over there, and you've got F2542 over here spitting out Bears takes. And you've got
in
the home saying they took our jabs.
That's how they talk in the future, and you're wearing a device that takes what they say and translates to English in your headset, and then that's how it operates for
Bleck
a radio
and Abdallah,
show.
Your forefront for anti-robot technology, the show for hardworking Americans.
To be fair, cars driving by, they will be all automated. We just saw a guy walk by with a bag of food. The food will be made by the robots, and then a girl just passed him on her phone, not looking up while she's walking. It's standard operating procedure now, so...
Mm-hmm.
You're right. That's a fantastic call.
Never going to put a chip in my head.
Speaking of, here's Eddie on the north side. Eddie.
Speaking of chips.
Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys. First thing is, did you guys ever even go into, like, the Burger King and say, you know what? Can you just give me that uncooked dollar meal? And then you can freeze it and cook it later.
That's You're just nice buying loose meat from Burger King?
Yeah, just tell them. The raw hamburger, and just pack it up for me, and I'll get home and freeze it all.
Hey,
and
pal, just give me the raw meat. I like it raw.
Can I have some frozen french fries while you're at it, too? I mean, what are you doing, Eddie?
All right.
Yeah, but,
Eddie with the raw dog.
What do you guys think these receivers think on the Bears? Is like, you know, the quarterbacks make nice, sweet contracts for receivers that get the ball to them. It's like, wait, this guy can't even get us the ball. And we can't say these receivers are no good. Look at this guy in Detroit, this St. Brown guy. Drafted fourth round, 112 pick, 23 receptions, 253 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's ranked top 10 in 3 of the categories. And look who's throwing to him, Jared Goff. You know, he's just got to get the receivers the ball. Not because if they're wide open, he's got to try these tight throws and give them a shot to grab it by themselves and, you know, make them better receivers.
Good old Jared Goff.
Thanks for the call, Eddie. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Enjoy
your raw meat from the restaurant.
Give me raw meat and a bag of frozen fries. You know what people don't know is that McDonald's sells ice.
Everyone knows that. Oh, Charlie.
Didn't know that.
There's a lot I don't know, though.
Well, that's I love you, Charlie.
Should we at some point go to McDonald's and try and just get a raw
I don't want to cook my own
burger.
That's why I'm going to McDonald's. Fast food.
Are they not like frozen and pre-cooked or something like that?
They
not
are
all
frozen.
Of them.
No, some they're frozen. Of them are raw. They're not cooked.
I think one of them is.
I worked at a McDonald's. They're not cooked.
No, but I think one of them is a raw, like not frozen meat.
I think that's Wendy's.
That's what we're saying.
Wendy's is never frozen meat. Yes. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Well, Eddie wants us to go get some raw meat.
No. Fast food. I'm not cooking it myself.
Black and Abdallah in for Greeny today here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app.
Oh, no. During the day?
On a Wednesday.
We're never going to get to host this slot again.
Wow. Mitchell in Des Plaines. Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, how's it going there, Team Sagittarius and Gemini? Gemini, I'd like to bring your attention that the NASDAQ is having a great rally after 2 weeks of a sell-off. Had you taken my advice and put some money in the NASDAQ, you'd be really happy after today's close. But I digress. Okay? Regarding robots, artificial intelligence is real. The guy who talked about that our jobs in the market place will be eclipsed in about 10 years is very accurate. So get used to looking at the NASDAQ and Dow at home. You'll appreciate it 10 years from now. Now, regarding the Bears,
yes.
Justin Fields could have the all-stellar lineup of the Dallas Cowboys offensive line and the greatest receivers in history and still would be consistently inconsistent. The Bears have to come to grips the fact that he has no touch, torque, or zip on his throws. He can't read a defense. He can't step up into the pocket. And by the way, Team Gemini, you'll appreciate this. Daniel Jones of the New York Giants got a lot of first downs, and he does a great job of stepping up into the pocket, something that Trubisky and, unfortunately, Justin Fields haven't learned in the NFL. And the bottom line is this. Fields has no ability to acclimate himself in the NFL on top of his slow-motion throwing mechanics. And those innate characteristics are going to take this offense to the, what I call the bottom, unless the defense and the running game score points. And that, Gemini, is the bottom line.
Yeah. Mitchell, hang on. Don't hang up.
He's quicker during the day.
I we appreciate it. So does Zerman. Mitchell.
Yeah.
We were at a bar crawl from White Claw on Sunday, and a great listener came up and asked about you.
Wow.
And he wanted to know, because we have another bar crawl this Sunday at noon, and we are in Elmhurst. He wants Mitchell and Des Plaines to make an appearance. He basically said it's a challenge. If Mitchell calls in, challenge Mitchell to show up at the bar crawl.
Is it this Sunday?
Sunday from noon to two.
We will be in Elmhurst.
We will be at Pints, and then the club, and then Fitz's Pub.
Okay, I will check my schedule, but you guys got to realize, though, I have my own business.
It's a Sunday.
I know. You got to understand, I do readings all week and all weekend, and I've been packed because of all this.
Oh, that's right. I don't know if you were gone.
What?
He's an astrologist.
Oh.
Or I don't know the exact terminology, Mitchell, but he gave the website and the company that he...
Oh, great.
Yeah. He does astrological readings.
It's busy season. There's stars and stuff going on.
Astrological
up there.
Readings, yeah.
We're blowing up asteroids with bots. I get it.
That's right. And by Team, thank you, by the way, Team Sagittarius. That was very kind of you. Team Gemini, when we close out September, okay, we still have Mercury in retrograde, okay, and that's in Virgo, it's its own sign. But October has a plethora of planets moving, going direct, and then also a few planets. By the way, Mars is in goofy Gemini for 7 months, and it's going to be there for, like I said, an extended stay. So that has both pros and cons, but I appreciate you guys bringing in my career to the front, and I appreciate that caller
sure.
to give me the goofy challenge for whatever that means. Next time, have him be a little more specific of what he's talking about, and we'll go from there.
All right, Mitchell. We'll be
Thanks,
out on Sunday, noon to 2 in Elmhurst. If you can make it, our great listeners of the program would appreciate to meet you and to get to talk to you in person. So
that'd be great. And tell that listener I appreciate his effort, and you guys are the best, and that's the bottom line.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
It's Black and Abdallah in for Greeny today here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. Carmen and Yurko coming up in 5 minutes right here on ESPN 1000. Thank you to Charlie Bevins and to Randy Merkin for producing today's show. We'll be back tomorrow night, 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000. Black and Abdallah weeknight, 6 to 8, right here on ESPN 1000.
Hey, Chris, I got a quick question for you. What did your group shoot yesterday?
We were minus 7.
At the golf outing at Sanctuary. You were minus 7, and Abdallah said they weren't that great.
We had a great day out there at the Sanctuary.
Yes. Oh, nice.
It was great with David from El Ranchero.
This thing
awesome.
That I heard the greens were tough, right?
Well, they had aerated them, and so they were a little bouncy. Moments, I would say that the greens, we started on 8, so we finished on 5, 6, and 7. Those greens were insanely faster than the rest of the course for some reason. Like putts that were that I left short were going 3 and 4 feet past the hole on those holes. Yeah.
Do you believe that Waddle's his group of 17 under is legit?
Well, it's tough to do, Randy, and that was the big controversy yesterday afternoon. Is that number rolls in and you got 6 opportunities at every shot? I mean, I could see it. The group I was in with the Blue Chew guys, shout out to Riley and to Tony. We had a great time. Nolan was with us. Fantastic time yesterday. We left at least 4 30-foot putts within an inch.
Oof.
So, like, if those fall, boom, the 7 goes to 10, 11.
You're tied for 3rd.
And we're playing great golf, but they didn't fall. I don't know. It seems a little...
suspect.
That's
fishy.
That's what was said. I didn't say it. It's what was said.
The common vibe
that's what was said.
In the clubhouse was fishy. Was fishy.
Yeah, there was a lot of fish.
A lot of fish in the air, and they did not serve fish
for dinner. Do you think there was a lot of fish in the air?
I mean, if you ask me, integrity number one here at the station would be Tom Waddle.
That, my friends, is called integrity.
Of course. That's Carmen Yurko. Hi, guys.
Hey, Carmen Yurko.
You can pronounce these.
And see, the thing is, though, when they came in the clubhouse...
I can't hear Yurko yelling through the door.
When they came in the clubhouse, they said, we're 17 under, and we left putts out there like you did, where they had a couple that were like 1 and 2 inches away, meaning they could have gone lower than 17 under.
I mean, we had a couple on the rim that didn't fall.
Okay, but you still came in 7 under. That's 10 strokes worse.
Yeah. I mean, they're great. Congratulations to him. And Randy, Randy, you think it's above the board because Waddle has duped you into thinking that he's above
absolutely yes.
any
yes.
shenanigans.
See, Chris, I believe people, and I just believe face value. I don't think Tom would ever do something like that.
You steal golf balls.
Yes. Well, I don't say myself. I said other people.
we asked the tough questions here on Black and Abdallah. So we have to be skeptical of everything. I mean, I remember if you didn't ask the tough questions last Friday night, the Bears had you believing that Jalen Johnson was going to play in a football game on Sunday.
Abdallah and I
are the only two people in the city that opened the Bears' email on a Friday afternoon that said that Jalen Johnson was out.
Yeah, Jason Leisure got to it eventually.
We're the only two people that are like, hold up, didn't you just say that he was questionable and now you're saying he's out?
And then he was out.
You got to ask the tough questions.
Yep.
So Carmen and Yurko today will hold Waddle accountable.
Accountable.
They will ask the tough questions and find out whether or not the minus 17 in a scramble was legit.
That's still tough. That course, I mean, it was so windy out there.
It was very windy. It was a great time, though.
It was like a 2 or 3 club wind at some points when it was in your face.
The temperature was like 15 degrees colder on one part of the course than the other.
Oh, yeah. Especially towards the end when the clouds rolled in. But it was great. Thanks, everybody at the Sanctuary. All of our fine partners that were out there. It was a blast. Had a great time out there hanging out with everybody yesterday, playing some golf.
So your group, how did your group do?
We played a fun round of golf, man. We played a fun round of golf. Like, it was great. We were just out there enjoying the day. It was better than being in the office, I'll tell you that. It was better than being in the office, Chris.
It's not what you told Tyler and I.
We had a great day. Yes, how dare you? I said we all had fun, and it was a great day
of
golf.
You said we had had fun, but you're like, when we have to use my shots for every shot.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a great golfer. Listen, we used a lot of Alex Uribe's shot. He's a marketing guy here. It was great. He played. He came around. It was awesome. It was good. It was fun. The guys at El Ranchero, David, he's amazing. He was so much fun to play with. Gave me a lot of dad tips, which was good to have. So that was good. It was a fun day of golf.
Carmen and Yurko coming up in You're 2 minutes worst. For Crosstalk.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.